Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Well, it says here there's another sighting of the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah?
Yeah, believe that? There's even a picture of him.
Wow, looks kind of like President Reagan.
That is Reagan. The other picture is the monster.
I wonder if they'll ever catch that thing, huh?
Well, I, for one, hope they never do. I mean, but do any of us really want to see that poor beast hauled out of the water and put on display in some sideshow?
Well, I sure would. You know, we could all go together. I don't mind driving.
Yeah. But, you see, Woody...
You know, it'd be kind of fun. We could pack a lunch.
No, Woody, they...
All right, who wants peanut butter and jelly and who wants bologna?
Woody, they... I'll have one of each, all right?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
How's that house hunting going, huh?
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, very nicely.
Boy, I'll tell you, it's hopeless. I've looked everywhere in the Boston area, and I just cannot find a house in my price range. After scrimping and saving for years, I think I got finally enough set aside for a little place to find out I ain't got squat.
Well, what's the big rush? Your apartment's fine.
No, it's not. My kids get bigger, my apartment gets smaller. I don't know what it's like to be alone in the bathroom anymore. What's it like, Sam? Is it everything people say it is?
More. Much, much.
I knew it.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Sam, I happen to be free tonight. A certain gentleman should happen to knock on my door, say, about 7:30. I wouldn't be adverse to going out.
I sure hope you get lucky. Because I did. I got myself a hot date tonight.
I see what you're doing. Even though I eventually agreed to marry you, you're still smarting from the sting of my initial rejection and looking for ways to punish me.
No, I'm not going out with other women to punish you. That's just one of the perks.
If you're trying to make me jealous, you can stop. I want you to date these women. While they may look better in leotards, then again, they may not. They can't compare to the total package you've experienced with me.
Oh, I see. We're talking brains. Listen, I'll have you know that Tiffany happens to be a very exceptional young woman.
Ah, yes, Tiffany, the girl with the IQ of a lamp. Let me describe her for you. Spandex wardrobe. Spends all of her time in a gym. Breasts that would provide shade for a small boy.
You're not even close. You're so far from being close. She makes me crazy. Did you hear that? Hi, can I speak to Tiffany, please? I don't know. Try the aerobics class. Yeah. We just tell her that Sam can't make it tonight. Something's upset his stomach. Yeah, thank you. Whoa. Gotta be somebody in here with a brain. I mean, I don't even care if she's good looking. You got a sister, Fraser?
No.
You have a dress?
What's the occasion?
Hey, Tutti Frutti and a Rudy. Oh, boy, a good and gracious afternoon to every one of you wonderful people.
Yeah, Cliffy, cheer up, bud.
I'm a happy man. I started a new route today.
So where is it?
Meadowview Acres, you know, just north of the airport.
It's a real plum.
Yeah, best route in the city.
Yeah, no one else wanted it, huh?
Are you kidding? It's a nesting ground for stewardesses out there. Yeah, there's a house full of them, you know, living all together. And they're nuts about me.
Well, how do you know that, Mr. Claver?
Woody, they stand behind the curtain laughing and giggling the way women do when they're taken with a man.
Have a couple of drafts, Woody.
Oh, hey, Carol, listen, if you're still searching out a new house, I got a doozy out there on my road. Wrote out the particulars.
Give me this. Meadowview Acres. I know where that is. I couldn't afford it. Hey, this thing is in my price range. Which means it is either built on quicksand or is currently on fire.
Look, Carol, I looked at it. It looked all right to me.
Come on, Carla, check it out. What do you got to lose?
You really think I should?
Yeah. Remember what your horoscope said today? Take a chance. Explore other avenues.
That's great. Yeah. And you know what? That jives with my other two horoscopes, my tarot cards, and Madame Lavinda's latest palm reading.
There you go.
I think I better go give this thing a look-see. I'll be back later.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, I'm a Leo. What's my horoscope say?
The young bartender should refill mug of thirsty patron at corner bar.
Those things are so vague, they could apply to anyone.
Sammy, listen, I went to see that house, and it was perfect. I mean, listen, there's me and the older kids could have rooms of our own.
Oh.
And there's this big kitchen with formica as far as the eye could see. And there's grass, Sammy. I mean, can you imagine having grass of your very own to water and mow and lie down in naked anytime you want?
That's the American dream, all right.
Yeah. Oh, there's a fireplace. Finally, the kids are going to have a place where they're supposed to start a fire.
Carla, you're talking like you've already bought the place.
I did.
You what?
I bought it. Oh. I did.
You bought it, huh?
They took my first offer and went through without a hitch.
Your very first offer?
Yeah. They could see I'd be a tough negotiator and buckled under.
Well, when do you move in?
In a few weeks. I got to wait for the loan to clear, but the guy at the bank said not to worry, so I'm not going to. Life is too wonderful to worry. Thank you.
Carla, don't you need to hear somebody else you haven't say something to?
Oh. Cliff, stop. Don't move. Don't turn around. Don't say anything. Just look at the floor.
Huh?
Just do as I said. Cliff, I want to thank you for telling me about the house.
You're welcome.
Oh, puke. I knew you'd get mushy.
I see the search for intelligent forms of life continues.
Do you mind? You're in my light.
I am your light. Happy hunting.
Evening, everybody.
What's shaking, Mr. Peterson?
What isn't?
Carla bought that house I told her about.
And she knew its history?
What do you mean?
Well, the asking price just seemed a little low for that area, so I did a little checking on my own.
Oh, no, I don't think I want to hear this.
Yeah, apparently the house is built directly over the graveyard of a 17th century prison.
Oh, God.
Wasn't exactly a white-collar prison, either. It was the worst murderers and cutthroats of their time. They executed hundreds of them.
Oh.
Local legend has it that they're going to rise from the grave and seek revenge on whoever dares to live there.
Oh.
Well, we all know how superstitious Carla is.
Oh, God.
What's with him?
He forgot his dry cleaning.
Scotch and an Irish coffee.
Guess she doesn't know about it, huh?
Of course she doesn't know. Would you buy a house that had that kind of history? Houses have karmas.
Look at her. She's so happy.
But she has a right to know.
I don't know. It's always dangerous to mess with Carla, but especially when she's happy. It's like when Frankenstein was playing with the little girl, you know? It's a bad time to go up to him with the torch.
Yeah, it's a terrible time. Terrible, terrible time.
I don't know. I think Diane's right. I think we should tell her. Maybe it's not too late to do something about it. Hey, Carla.
Yes, Sam?
I got something to tell you about the house. Something not great.
Knew it. Carla Tortelli, when will you ever learn? After all these years of heartbreak, you still get your hopes up. Okay, get it over with. What's wrong with it?
Diane?
Carla, your house is built over a 17th century prison graveyard.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Thank God, I thought you were going to say it had dry rot.
Dry rot? Oh, no, but...
So, how's the new homeowner, huh?
Fine, it's great.
Why, you still living out of those cardboard boxes?
Yeah, you know how it is.
You know, Carla, I really admire you. It took such courage to overlook the unhallowed ground on which your house is built. I know I would have had my last earthly moment of rest in that house the moment I moved in. Why, I could no more close my eyes in that cauldron of blood than sever my own arm.
Hey, Diane.
Oh, yes. Well, angels on your pillow.
You know, I get this feeling in my gut that something's bothering Carla. I'm going to find out what it is. Hey, so Carla, how's the house?
It's a great house. It's a wonderful house. It's the best house in the world.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Did you find a problem after you moved in?
No. Because I haven't actually moved in yet.
So... you are bothered by the house's history?
Of course I'm bothered by it. I saw Poltergeist. You think I want to end up in the TV? I just didn't say anything before because I didn't want anyone to know I was scared. Sammy, there's something evil in that house. Something cold and clammy and horrible. It doesn't want me there.
Carla, I've had phobias before. And I've found that the first essential step in overcoming one is to confront it. I'll bet if you spent one night, God help you, in that house, your fears would be licked.
Hey, you're not going to let anything stand in the way of your dreams, are you?
No, I'm not. I've never been a quitter. I'm going to spend tonight in that house.
Good for you, Carla.
Damn right. I'm going to conquer this thing. I'm not going to let any demons from the other world deny me my house. Last chance to stop me.
Thank you.
Only 10 more hours to go. Ding-a-ling's doing here.
You come to spend the night.
And I brought you a little pizza with anchovies.
I hate anchovies.
Yeah, me too.
Then let's eat, huh?
Hey, you know, this is a nice place, Carla.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hey, what a great fireplace here, Nanny.
Yeah, super luxurious.
Hey, you know, with the little fresh paint and some new wallpaper, you have some fresh paint and new wallpaper.
Look, I appreciate what you guys are trying to do, but it's not necessary. I'm fine.
Oh, sure you're fine. It's a terrific place, Carl. It's got a really nice feeling in here. It's warm and cozy.
Have you checked out the rest of the place yet?
No. I thought it might be a good idea to have a beer first.
Yeah, I find that pretty much applies just about everything.
What was that?
Hound from hell?
No, that was a Dalmatian. I'd say probably 6-7 years old. Definitely neutered. Yeah. I've never been bitten by that breed, but
what was that?
It was a telephone. Keep an eye on Indiana Jones here, huh?
I do not have a good feeling about this place, Cliff.
All right, Normie, look. I said we're going to stick it out, and that's exactly what we're going to do, huh?
All right, if the going gets tough, you can count on Norm Peterson.
Oh, Sam. Vera called. She wants you to come home.
Yep, I'm out of here.
Norm, come on. I mean, since when are you in such a rush to get home to Vera?
Since you moved in over a graveyard, Carla. Guys, look, I'm sorry. I just... I don't know. Scary stuff just scares me.
Hey, Norman, you're driving. It's just the two of us, eh?
Yep. You can take off, too, you know. There's nothing keeping you here.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I love that song. Gee, I went to a lot of dances in high school.
You were a dancer?
No, I was on the decorating committee. Still have crepe paper stains on my fingers. Yeah, I remember, you know, watching all those kids out there having one hell of a time. And thought, boy, I'd love to be out there with them, but I could never find a partner to practice with.
Fascinating. Hey, keep your grubby fingers off my piece there.
Hey, Carla, you know something? This is the first time we've ever been alone together.
Please, I'm eating.
Can I ask you a question?
Who's stopping you?
How come you're always getting on me?
Is it my fault you're such a yutz? And as long as we're asking questions, what are you doing here tonight?
Well, I'm a little beer and a little pizza and helping a friend through a scary night.
You think I'm scared? I'm not scared.
Look, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Remember what Ernest Hemingway said.
Would you shut up?
No, I think that was Jack London.
Look, Carla, I feel a little responsible for getting you into this, and I just thought you needed somebody to be here with you.
I don't need anybody, least of all you.
Come on.
Cliff, I taught a couple of guys to dance in my day.
So?
So nothing. First rule, no stepping on the teacher's feet.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Give me your hands. Loosen up, would you? I don't bite.
Well, not you.
All right. Rock, walk. Rock, don't bounce. Rock, walk. Rock, walk. Walk. There you go. What's your leg doing underneath my head?
I don't know. Yeah, I was asleep. I didn't even enjoy it.
You better not have.
What time is it?
4:30 in the morning. It'll be dawn soon. Hey, I did it! I stayed here all night. The spell is broken. Thank you, Cliff. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Wonder how long she's been wanting to do that.
It's gonna be okay. My luck is finally changing. Hey, can you feel it?
Feel what?
The house. It's different now. It likes me. It wants me. You know what? I think I'm going to put the couch right over here. And the oil painting of me and Elvis on that wall. And the easy chair. What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're coming to get us. They're going to drag us back down to the grave with them.
Not the dead coming out of the grave to feast on human flesh. It's a male 10-11 wide body. Yeah, the sounds are very similar. Yeah. And I understand that during foggy weather they have to reroute those babies to runway 29. It must be near here.
Do you mean that this house, my house, is at the end of a runway? And that was a wide-body jet landing 10 feet from my backyard?
Yeah.
And this house is not cheap because it's haunted, but because it is right next to the airport?
Yeah.